it's time to look at the fortunes of a side that has impressed us all this season. Mr. 33-1 joins me, Alan Morgan, the manager of Llandudno. Alan, can you describe how you feel about the season you've just had?
Proud. The lads give me everything, and it shows that with a bit of work, hard work ethic and good players, you can achieve stuff. So, we got underneath the radar last year, maybe even this year. I don't reckon it will happen, but at the end of the day, it was a tremendous season for the club as a whole, the first season in, and obviously, the IFK Gothenburg games were just unbelievable.
We've talked about this before. What stage in the season did you think we're safe and there might actually be something more here?
When we finished in the top six and before the split, that was it. But I know what players I've got, and what we say in the changing rooms is different what people say about us outside the changing room. So, we're a quite closely knit group. We've got good team spirit, and that's a big plus in our club at the moment. So that's why people are thinking, you haven't bought many players in. I don't need to, because I want to keep that, togetherness, and with lads we've brought in, we're only going to make us better.
People know you now, don't they? They know what to expect. What the rabbits have you got in the hat for next season to put them off that scent and keep on travelling up the league?
No, you've just got to perform like we did last season. We've got to come treat every game as a, we can't afford to turn up and be off it. Teams like TNS, Ballard, Konarski this season, be able to go to games and not play well and still win. We won't be able to. We'll have to be on our game every single week, and hopefully it'll be enough to get the points.
And there are two new teams joining the league, Kevin Druids and Cardiff Met. You know what that's like. Give them some advice on the journey of the Welsh Premier League.
Yeah, it's amazing. Obviously, Kevin Druids have been in there before. I know Christian well because he's my assistant manager at Aberystwyth. Give the lads who've won, give the lads who've won them the leagues, who've gotten promotion, a chance, because, Kevin Druids years before changed the whole squad, the whole team. But it's good players in the league below, and you just got to believe in them. Obviously, they're used to winning games, and a good start is a big thing.
Might be lean on that learning as well, because the Cymru Alliance is quite an intense league because there's more teams down there, so you get something out of that in terms of the need to carry on.
Yeah, and when I first came to Cymru Alliance, it's enough improved when we went out of it, and I think it's only getting stronger and stronger. Same as League of Wales getting stronger and stronger, so there's a knock-on effect there, And like I've said, Carnarvon won the league, but Kevin Druids will still be a very, very hard place to go and a very hard team to play against.
What do you make of Sunday football?
I don't. At the end of the day, I'll go anywhere. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It won't bother me, but obviously, it's a way the league want to test. So I've got no problems with it. Maybe some people have because we're a part-time league, except TNS. Lads have got to get up and get to work on a Monday morning. But at the end of the day, it doesn't bother me one iota. I just look forward to whoever we play, whatever day.
And that opening fixture is against
Sunny Rill. So it'll be a hard game. Hopefully I'll be able to go and see him now over the next couple of weeks. They've had a big changes there, new players coming in. So, they'll be decent. Their results in pre-season so far have been impressive. So, I can hopefully see him now in the next couple of weeks before we play him.
There's one player who used to play for them who will be able to help you out in that preparation.
Yeah, John Owen. I've been after John for a while. He's got potential. Hopefully I can coach, can get him on a training pitch and get him coaching and hopefully he'll get better, and I think he'll be a big, big player for us this season.
Will you enjoy it this time around as much as next time around?
Love it. Can't wait already. Can't wait. I'm one of them that I would play every single day, train every single day. It doesn't matter last season or in 10 years' time. I still feel the same way.